Good evening, everyone. Good evening. Welcome to the April 26th edition of the Walker AC Experience. I am your host, Walker AC, and to you, my friends, yes, you're still my friends. I mean, this must be some sort of a streak we're on right now. It's more experience after more experience after more experience. And you know what they say, too much of a good thing is a bad thing. But I digress. Too much of a good thing with us is a perfect thing because we're your heroes. We're your leaders. We're your muse. We're everything to you. And it's okay. Don't leave us. We'll leave you. There'll be your Dear John letter on the counter for you in the morning. So this is, again, the Walker AC Experience. And this time, it's our birthday week. Not weekend. It's our birthday week. We talked about this in the last show. But now we're going to go over the festivities that you guys were not invited to. Nanny, nanny, boo boo. So to get this circus starting, let me introduce my co-host, my best friend. He is your friend, too. He is 1 year older. He's Kevin Yu, everyone. Hey, Kevin, how's it going?
Hello. Weird facts. Different cultures view birthdays differently. For example, in Korea, they count the age you're in when you're in the womb as part of your age. It's weird.
So how would that work? I mean, when you come out of the womb and you're here and you're named and whatnot, so how old would you be? What, like 2, 3? I mean,
they kind of add 9 months or so to your age. I've had to put in like Korean age. I'm like, what are you talking about? I don't understand your math. I don't know.
I mean, we try to age ourselves when we're kids, and when we get older, we want to be young again. So, I don't know. I mean, you come out of the womb just damned already. I mean, just like the old saying, you're a sinner instantly. I mean, you know, give me a chance to sin. I mean, don't just label me that already. I mean, let me grab a boob first, but I digress. But Kevin, how have you been these days? How was your birthday?
It was delightful. Thank you for coming out to see me for it. So we had a very nice dinner with Hot Pot. For those of you who have not tried Hot Pot, please do. It's wonderful. I took off 2 days from work, which is real nice, and I got tempted to take the rest of it off. Sometimes I wish I did, but it's okay. We made it through the work week. And so it was nice overall, and, you know, I had a good time with good people, and that's all I ever want.
Yes, absolutely. I agree. We had a great birthday weekend. It was tremendous. I guess I'll let the cat out of the bag. I mean, the last episode, yes, we told a white lie, people. You know we were not in our 20s. I'm 48 now. I'm a happy 48. 47 was tremendous. Now I'm 48. How old are you, Mr. Kevin, if you don't mind me asking for the audience?
I'm 44, but it's also weird to think that different parts of our body age differently. So what does it even mean?
That is true. I mean, what does it all mean? You can look in a mirror and say, I'm 48 years old, I'm 44 years old. You can look in the mirror and go, I'm 24. Now, granted, your body may disagree, but it's all about the mindset. Yeah, I mean, half of this fun little world that we're in right now is, most of it is all mental. So,
exactly. If you really want to get your mind blown, start investigating about the theory of time and how time may actually be an illusion. It's crazy.
That's not the woke Matrix talk, is it?
Oh, no, it's scientific theory. It's talking about the fourth dimension, about how time and movement are interrelated, because we calculate time in relation to how the Earth moves around the sun.
Now, you talk about that fancy stuff. You know, Americans don't like that scary scientific stuff, Kevin. But yes, I... Yes, you did invite myself and a couple other people out to Hot Pot. And I had one second time there. It was an amazing time meeting some of your friends. Your friends were tremendous. They were great all around. I have not a bad word to say. Now, since how this is a podcast, and we're teachers here, Kevin. We're very modest teachers. So let's explain to the audience what Hot Pot is, because I'm going to recommend it. Hot Pot is a great thing. It's a decent price meal. a basic buffet where you cook your own food, but I'll hand over the reins to you. I'll have you explain to the lovely people out there what a hot pot is.
Certainly. Hot pot is a type of cuisine which is Pan-Asian, so you'll find different versions in Korea and in different parts of China, Japan, even Vietnam. And basically, some people at a restaurant where they have tables with a built-in, almost like sunk-in pot of soup, sometimes separated. You can also do it at home. You can buy your own hot pot setup. And so you pick your broth, and then you get an array of proteins and vegetables and grains, and it's usually all you can eat. It is a great way to have dinner with other people you enjoy being with and having way too much food.
Yes, talk about calorie count. I took full advantage of that buffet and had a great time with it. Started out with the herbal broth and went from there, noodles, sausage, meatballs, things of that nature. But more often than not, it was the great company that I was involved in. All your friends were great. The food was wonderful. And so I would definitely love to do something like that again. $30 a plate isn't bad. This is not really bad at all. And yeah, it was a tremendous birthday. I'm sorry, you were going to say something. I didn't mean to interrupt your train of thought.
Yeah, of course. I'm just really happy that you enjoyed it. I get kind of like nervous when I introduce people to new things, and it just makes me happy that, you know, sharing some new things that people enjoy. And just, you know, a lot of it's seafood and all these other things, which I think, you know, when you take into account, it's pretty good value.
Yes. Yes, it was. So we're going to rewind a little bit here. So what did you do on your birthday other than the hot pot? Obviously, I know they may have mentioned to going to a kava bar, in which, once again, we're gonna learn some people some things. you know, make sure these uncultured swines learn something today. Our lovely audience we love so much, thank you for subscribing. I never knew what a kava bar was. Now, for those of you who are out there who understand what a kava bar is, and for those of you who don't, once again, I'll make the hot tag over to Kevin to explain what a kava bar is. And then after that, I want you to, you know, to dip into what else you did on your special day.
All right, let's have to do the machine. So kava is a botanical tea. It's a drink from the Pacific Rim. And so it's kind of a ceremonial tea for, you know, Pacific Islanders. It's basically the opposite of caffeine. It chills you out. It makes you really social. It's very relaxing. So people that are really stressed out and like have symptoms of anxiety may feel pretty good about it. It's interesting because it has a reverse tolerance. So it's not like you need to drink more to feel the effects when you have regularly. You need to drink less to have the effects. And so it's a really interesting experience to have. And the drink kind of, it is like a social drink, and it's ceremonial. It's a little exotic. It attracts kind of creative types and people who want to get away from alcohol as a social lubricant.
Interesting way of putting it. And that's something I've always wanted to try. Now, I'm not going to lie, I'm not a really big tea drinker, but the ambiance of a place like that would, you know, definitely keep me interested. And I might want to try something new. So what else did you do on your birthday of the Kevin, the clan of the Kevin, the Kevin's clan? Or excuse me, the Kevin's cult. Mind you, people, still waiting for sign-ups with that.
It's all about legality and paperwork. Well, my actual birthday was on Tuesday, so it was great to have the day off, and I spent it with family. We went out to a nice seafood restaurant because they did a nice special, and I went shopping for some new clothes. And by the way, why is everything so expensive these days? Every freaking thing. And And then after that, we just had a nice Japanese dinner, and that was really nice too. And you know, nothing too hectic. And I always like to say the best gift that a person can give me is to have an event where I don't have to coordinate it.
My birthday was, I guess, a little more uneventful. No clothes shopping, no Japanese dinner, even though I would love to experience something like that. No, I worked that day, peaceful at my job, came home, had a nice peaceful dinner, saw my little ones, saw family, saw some friends. It was nice. It was a nice, humbling day. Because once again, you know, hanging out with friends and family is a beautiful thing. Hanging out with old friends is a wonderful thing also. It really makes you feel appreciated. Because in this day and age, validation is such a big thing. But for me, just the little things that makes me happy. I don't require much, Kevin. I'm a minimalist. I don't like much. You know, just a piece, a sandwich, and a pillow to sleep on. I think I'm okay with that so far.
You don't need a huge cult, just an elite cult.
Well, we keep our cults pretty simple. We don't ask for a whole lot. We don't make you drink the Kool-Aid just yet until, you know, the CIA comes in and want to shut us down. But other than that, I think it's mainly kumbaya, watching old wrestling tapes, talking shit about Panda Express, and and eating, you know, faux Chinese food and talking about how bad that is.
Maybe drinking Faygo for those of you in the know. Now that's a deep cut of wrestling lore.
Yeah, look it up, people. Look it up. So, speaking about being peaceful and being humble and not really wanting too much attention drawn to myself, I have a funny little story for you, Kevin.
All right.
Now, for those of you who listen to the Walk Crazy Experience and all the other podcasts that have grown out of it, everyone knows, I said this a million and one times, look it up, every podcast, I'm a very private person, Kevin, and I don't like too much attention drawn my way, so, and I'm not a big social media guy, I'm not, I use social media just to promote our shows, promote our merchandise, and just give an all-around good feeling to what we do, because I've said it before, you can find bad news on every single corner, all you do is open up your laptop, turn on your phone, turn on the television. And with the AC Walker AC Experience, we try to keep things a more positive, more fun kind of outlook. Not really rocking the boat too much. Granted, our opinions are somewhat questionable. You know, with you hating on Jehovah's Witnesses, Kevin. Anyhow, but other than that, we try to keep a low profile and try to keep something positive, things we do. So I say that to say this. Recently, I'm editing some stuff and adding some stuff on TikTok just to get the word out there amongst this humongous world of TikTok. And they have something, Kevin, called For Your Page. Now, I know you guys are screaming at me saying, no, this is nothing new, but remember, I'm that old man screaming at clouds, so bear with me. So I see videos that I really don't like. I've learned that I can push on the video and I can click on not interested and it moves on to something else. So a reoccurring video kept showing up on my For Your Page. And I'm not going to get into the logistics of it because this person may be listening. See, it all kind of ties in together. It was a young lady flaunting her wares, talking about just many different inconsequential things because, once again, TikTok is all for likes and clicks and validation. So me, I guess, I slept on the wrong side of the bed. I didn't do a proper rewipe. Or I didn't flush all the way. I guess I had a bug in me. So I commented on one of the more racier videos. And Kevin, all I did was I typed in four simple words. Large chest plus simps equals clickbait.
Ooh.
I know. I'm such an evil man, Kevin. I'm evil. The cult of the Kevin's cult will punish me for this later. And so I let it be because if you really think about it, out of all the clicks, of all the simps, of all the white knights who love these kind of videos and fawn all over, you know, people like that. They're bound to ignore my little four-word thing. I mean, you would imagine that. But lo and behold, 4 days later, Kevin, 4 days later, I get a message on my TikTok, and I'm thinking probably spam, because I don't care. The young lady messaged me, Kevin. She made a video about me, about moi, about Walker AC. So I sat back, sat in my easy chair, grabbed a bottle of water, put on my reading glasses, and I listened. So basically, she was saying that she was not wearing such things to get attention. No, she was talking about a particular topic. And this is how she looks, Kevin. And I should not judge her on her looks. So to quell my inner pain of being me, she put on a sweater. And in a very sarcastic tone, I'm like, okay, well, that's no big deal to me because I don't care. And here we go. The comments poured in, Kevin. The comments poured in. So we're going to take just a slight pause here while I look over these said comments. I'm going to share them with you, Kevin. Because once again, the Walker AC experience, we're all about peace and harmony and goodwill to all men, women, and child. So let's see. As I scroll through here, so let's see if I can pull this lovely thing back up. So just please bear with me here while I go through this stuff here. Now, I'm not going to mention the young lady's name once again. I'll just mention the comments. So it goes into, after she makes a video about me, my simple response was, not hating, just stating, that rhymed. This is what social media is about, right? Opinions and compliments, right? Or else the comments will be turned off, or videos for reactions wouldn't be open for comments. Harmless? No harm, no foul? Did I misspeak in anything of this, Kevin?
So far, so good.
All right. So that was my one comment I made, and I turned off my phone. A couple of dings later, the White Knights responded. Now, White Knights, if you may ask, White Knights are those guys who swoop in for the save, not knowing who this person is or anything of the sort, but they just see the outer appearance of the young lady and they want to come to her rescue, not having any chance to date her, sniff her panties, or anything of the sort. So, as we get past the beautiful, very lovely, you're amazing to look at, oh my God, you're gorgeous, I get one person messages me saying, and I quote, and the block button is self-care. But serious, you don't see how dehumanizing your comment was. And then, of course, we have the other things that I'm being jealous and I don't know what I'm talking about. So my question to you, Kevin, because I'm an old man, I scream in clouds, turning 48, I'm not up with the MySpace. I'm not up with the iPod. I'm not up with the smartphones. Was anything I said dehumanizing?
Maybe to the simps. That's where you went wrong. You pointed it out. That's your grand sin, man. You could have just let them be simps. Simps be simping, but you had this pointed out.
Yes, I know. It was wrong of me to do so. It was wrong of me to say those four little words that caused so much of a, as mother would say, a kerfuffle, that a video would be made about me, and the White Knights and the simps would jump to this young lady's defense, and my four words equal dehumanizing. You know, I'm going to ask one more question and we'll move on, because I think I've gave enough lip service to this young lady who sought attention and validation due to her outward appearance. I'll just leave it at that. WalkerACExperience.com/mobile. I'm on TikTok. Look it up, people. Have we become soft, Kevin? Has this particular generation has become soft to where anything can be misunderstood? It could be spun into something negative and would warrant an attack? Or are we not allowed to have opinions anymore?
Well, I would say we become soft, and that's a good thing. I was reminded earlier when I listened to a podcast of how awful people were to each other in the 90s. Like, for example, like, if you look at old sketches of sketchy comedy, how cruel it was, how acceptable it was to bash people of different races and gender orientation and sexuality. I mean, classic case example, you know, they could never do men on film again from A Living Color, or I like this podcast called Freedom, and they're talking about how everybody made fun of the Hale-Bopp Comet cult, and these people that just, you know, they lost their lives, and people just were making fun of them mercilessly, or somebody like Anita Hill or Monica Lewinsky, they just assassinated their characters in public without any remorse, and we've grown soft, and I think that's a good thing. And I still maintain that there's nothing new under the sun. People have always been this way. It's just that because of social media, we just have more exposure to it, and that the more loud and fanciful voices get the most coverage. And I don't know. Like, to try to be objective, I mean, what was your intention with the comment, though?
Well, I take accountability for my actions, Kevin, and I'm not going to lie. Uh-huh. As I was scrolling through my TikTok, this particular thing kept showing up and showing up and showing up. Now, obviously, the more adult thing to do would just be to ignore it and bypass it and delete it, which I have a few times. But once again, being a man, I have to take accountability for my actions. I felt rather snarky, and I figure four words would be rather safe, because they were not harmful. They were not dehumanizing. They were not insulting. It was just stating facts. More or less, stating an opinion. We all have them. And social media is an open forum for opinions. It was not a personal attack or anything to the contrary. So yes, to answer that question, I had no rhyme or reason to do so. And I shouldn't have. But I did. And it triggered, that lovely word that people use nowadays, it triggered a response, and it triggered all the lovely visceral hate to come my way. Little old Walker AC, the guy sits on his couch and watches Law and Order. It was rather entertaining, but I believe I did not do anything wrong. What do you think?
Well, Well, two wrongs doesn't make right. People shouldn't go attack you as well, because you felt differently. But it just, sometimes you gotta think, like, what was the point of my comment? Which is why I try to think really hard when I post something. Like, does this mean anything? Is it even worth my own time to say this? What is my intention? And, you know, I can understand of how, like, you know, attention-seeking videos can be annoying, but I don't know, it kind of, yeah, but again, like, please be careful if you say, like, you know, there's facts and there's opinion, because what you stated was an opinion and not necessarily a fact. We couldn't quantify it. I can't do a randomized control trial on this. I mean, you know, it just seems like, sometimes, you know, it gets tempting to, like, hit the beehive with a stick. But I try real hard not to do that.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And, of course, again, for those of you who are listening, I take full accountability for my actions. Those evil, those harmful, those dehumanizing four words I put out there. It caused a lot, Kevin. It caused a ripple effect, you know, that will go through TikTok for the next 30 minutes. And I take full responsibility for it. So it's okay.
I think it's hyperbole all around. I mean, maybe people actually do find her entertaining as well. I mean, two things can be true at the same time. But at the same time, maybe it wasn't super dehumanizing. Maybe, you know, in a way, people are getting what they want. You know, maybe this person is using their physical attributes to gain attention, and maybe that's what they want. And maybe the audience appreciates that, and they're getting what they want. So maybe exactly it isn't, like, not 100% dehumanizing, But I mean, it is kind of that theory when, like, like dancers out there, it's like, okay, who's being exploited, the dancer or the paying customer, or is it both? Maybe it's more complex of a thing than we realize. So maybe it's just everybody's kind of like, I don't know, maybe not articulating themselves quite well.
And I agree. I agree. Now, the silver lining to this, as everyone is formulating their own opinions, the silver lining to this is this particular person got views, got likes, got clicks, got comments, and got the validation. So I think, in a nice roundabout way, Kevin, I did a good thing for the day. I did my good job for the day, my good deed. I should be rewarded. But no, not at all. I am nothing but a humble servant to society, Kevin. That's just how I roll. And plus, I think I learned my lesson. Four simple words, yeah, can definitely cause issue. Go figure. But as my mother would always say, fuck them if they can't take a joke. She was a fellow churchgoer, so.
I don't know. I've always been tempted when people say like you ever hear that thing where people say like I don't care what people think about what about me. I always want to say, yeah, this fucking asshole's right.
Everybody is concerned what other people think about them. Everybody does. I mean, or else we wouldn't have what we have right now going on in social media and TV and every facet of life. Everybody is concerned about what other people think.
And it's a survival instinct. It's survival of the most likable. It's not survival of the fittest. And also, like, to this person, if you're listening, hello, future friend. Would you like to be interviewed?
Yes, you are more than welcome to hop onto the Walker AC experience and have a nice conversation, have a nice debate. Because once again, nothing negative was said, and I did not spout any obscenities, insult to your looks or anything of the sort, but we would love to have you on if you want that attention. Bring it on, people. We're equal opportunity. Equal opportunity people here. This is what we do.
And maybe we can come to a nice understanding and make the world a better place like we usually do.
Because we're not heroes, we're legends. And this is what we do, Kevin. But yet, we are humble. We're extremely humble. And C plus, you have a very opposite way. You have very opposite views on what I bring to the table. So I really enjoy that. And maybe our special guest would definitely feel the same way too. So just
Oh.
see, I mean, the cult is shaping up very nicely, but we have the cult, we have the name. So I think we need to have a venue. And maybe, maybe like a menu when people come in and sign up for the cult. Should we charge a fee or just a basic background check?
You mean donation? Wink,
Oh,
wink.
yes. A tax-free donation, so the government won't come after us for it.
That's right. We gotta maintain our tax-free status, everybody.
And then maybe once a year we'll do a free day where anybody can just walk in and join and have finger sandwiches and nice cups of I don't drink grape juice. So I mean, I'm trying to think what we should have to drink. I mean, what do you
Purple drink.
Oh, well, good point. Thank you, Kevin. Purple drink, mix it with a whole bunch of sugar, just in case, have a little sweet taste to it. So.
Exactly. Throw the cellulite shit out the window.
So I mean, grape drink, maybe PB&J sandwiches, or if we're feeling really saucy, we can get some pizza rolls. Pizza rolls is always a crowd favorite, and pretty easy to make too.
Yeah, you see, I like calzones because it's just basically pizza folded over. That's a fancy man's pizza roll.
Yeah, so I mean, and also I'm trying to think. I mean, as a cult of Kevin is slowly coming together, say that five times fast, what would the mantra be? What would our mission statement be? Because once again, like we mentioned a couple podcasts ago, that once we do this cult thing, we're going to have to send out a message because we don't want people just looking at us and judging us instantly like we're something evil. I mean, we're not David Koresh. We're not, you know, the spaceship guy. We're not anything of the sort. We're just, you know, we're a nice cult. We're grandmother's kind of cult.
Like, you know, like Abrahamic religions. I think if we get all weird and meta, it'd be kind of interesting. For example, like if our hymn is basically a remix of the Cult of Personality by Living Color, and just like, you know, make it our own spin. Like, yeah, don't tell CM Punk.
Well, we don't want to get sued. We don't want to get sued.
Or you know, challenge to a fight. But then again, seeing how he did in UFC, I don't know. I'm not too worried.
Send all your hate mail to the Walker AC Experience, care of Kevin Yu. Okay.
Well, you know, every good cult needs an enemy. That's how you rally around them.
Oh.
But yeah, it'd be like.
I'll make a small amendment to the cult of Kevin. We're not going to have pizza rolls. No, we're not going to do that because pizza rolls get cold very, very quickly. And, you know, the whole microwave thing is, you know, it's kind of played out for the cult. We have to have high value food. To have people come and visit us, we have to have a large selection of food, not just one thing. Of course, we're going to have bottled water, spring water, and we're going to have grape drink, maybe watermelon grape drink too. Just for the discerning. Hey, because we're fancy. But Kevin, I think for the cult of Kevin, I think we have to do it. We're going to do it, Kevin. I apologize. The one thing you and I are going to have to fight on, we're going to have Panda Express.
Ew. I'd rather have, you know, JR's good old barbecue sauce. Gotta have the underlying the wrestling theme.
Well, I mean, but think about it. If you really think about it, if we have Panda Express for our cult members, they're all gonna eat it. Because quote unquote Chinese food is universal and they'll eat it. And then we can invite Jeff. Jeff will be part of the cult. Everything will be completed.
Ugh. I guess you have to suffer for your religion, I suppose.
That's what it's about. You suffer for your beliefs. Hey, I mean, that's what, you know, Christianity, Catholicism. Yeah, never mind. We're not going to jump into that because we're going to offend somebody. That if we haven't already, we're going to offend somebody. So, yeah, we're not going to touch that.
Well, then this means I get to wear Crocs to service.
You cannot. No, well.
Hey, oh. They're like sandals, and they're good enough for Jesus.
Considering it's the cult of Kevin, you lead. I mean, you're the leader. So if you wear Crocs, then they have to follow. No, so
exactly. Gonna have your separate charms and everything. It's gonna be great.
So once we do something like this, we have to have. Talk about the garb, because we're going to have, you know, your Crocs, but what are you going to wear? Maybe a shirt, a robe? What would the cult of Kevin leader have? Other than your walking stick to smack people upside the head for getting out of line.
Cloaks. I mean, when do we get to wear cloaks in this day and age anymore? Outside of a Ren Faire. You know, it's just unfair. I want to be able to just, like, drape this over me and be like, there you go. And just how dramatic it is, just like, whoosh, over your shoulders. Like, ha-ha, it's cult time.
So let's see. Let me get this straight. We're bringing back cloaks?
Oh, yeah.
Now, will it be the basic monk's kind of black cloak, or are we going to spruce it up a little bit? And have maybe like blue or purple or red or just stick with the basics.
Oh, it's got to be sequined. You know, it's got to have that Ric Flair drip.
That is good. Now, for those of you who are thinking about copywriting this, it's too late. Too late for you. This has been copyrighted by us already. So when you see... Too late. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Keep on going, Kevin.
Right. Exactly. We're going to have a whole legal team to sue the hell out of you. How do you think we're going to make money the real way?
No, for our loyal fans and followers, people who subscribe and download this show from all over the world, don't get us wrong. We're not a religion. We're just a cult. That's all we are. We do not frown upon anybody's religion. Nope, we love everybody. You just join our cult. Bring whatever you want to bring, eat the food, and relax. Now, if some of you fall asleep and don't wake up, no, that's not on us. We served your Panda Express, we've served your grape drink, and you heard about the good word of Kevin. So, to live by, everything else is up to you, and you must sign a waiver.
The most important part.
And all the money goes to, wait a second, where does all the money go? I mean, seeing as how we're not, you know, getting taxed for it or anything.
To the tithing bank account. Yes, that's based in the Cayman Islands. Don't worry about it.
Exactly. Don't worry about it. Just, we only accept cash. No checks, no credit cards, no PayPal. Just cash. Cash is...
What about Bitcoin?
Yeah, I'm going to date myself here. I don't understand Bitcoin. So if you understand it, you, hey, more power to you. You know, that can work for you too. So, as we've spent maybe 25 minutes talking about our cult and how this is going to work, and if we haven't scared off anybody by now, any topics you have to discuss as, you know, we're going to talk about the cult stuff off air?
Sure. Speaking of potential disasters, from what I hear, it's going to be a real nasty hurricane season this year. Have you heard anything?
Nothing yet. And I'm only saying this not out of ignorance, but I've experienced so many hurricanes here in Florida over the past, you know, 2 decades plus. For me, I'm just used to it. I'm like that guy that lives in a trailer park and they're like, you have to evacuate. No, I'm going to stay. I'm going to get through it. And then once I'm done, I'm going to rebuild. I've officially turned into that guy now. So no. Do you know how many we have on tap?
I don't know, but it seems, you know, who knows? It's hard to predict. I think it's interesting when I speak to people from other parts of the country and they feel like hurricanes are so terrifying, which in theory they are kind of scary, but I think other natural disasters are scarier. So for you, what is the scariest natural disaster?
Well, considering I've been in Florida for a good chunk of my life, and I've been through hellacious hurricanes, I was always nervous about a tornado. Say, for example, I have a good friend who lives in Oklahoma, and she has the shelter and everything from the hurricane. So when the tornadoes roll through, they can, you know, go into the hurricane shelter, not a hurricane, but the tornado shelter, you know, hold on to it, pray for dear life kind of thing. And after watching the movie Twister a million and one times, as it is in my youth, I was always concerned about being sucked up by a twister. Because if you think about it, a hurricane, yes, you're in a stable, hopefully stable environment where hopefully worse comes to worse, you lose power. Or you have a little bit of flooding, but you're still going to be here. Versus a twister tornado, you know, it can be destroyed within a matter of seconds. Snowstorms, been through that, I can deal with that. Hurricanes, I can deal with that. Force winds, yeah, I can deal with that. Tornado is a whole nother story because, yeah, you don't have too much time to react, you know, before you soil yourself. So that's just my thing. What about you?
Yeah, I've been through a tornado and it was scary. Yeah, like we had to hide in the basement and the sky got dark. We're like, well, I'll see you in the Land of Oz. But, I think wildfires are the scariest thing. Just to understand how quickly they go, and just as a wave of destruction, and it's like Dante's Inferno everywhere, and it's just the heat and the smoke, and the sky is just like filled with ash. It's terrifying. I don't want anything to do with wildfires at all.
No, I'm very grateful we don't have too much of the control burning like we used 2 years ago. So we don't have to be too concerned about the smoke and the fire anymore. My question to you is, once again, hearkening back to Helen Hunt and Bill Paxton Twister movie, what is that process? I mean, you get the alarm, of course. And when you go to your shelter, is everything stocked? Do you remember? And how long does something like that last?
Yeah, you should be stalked, but it usually passes pretty quick. Which is kind of the deal with like these fast type of deals, where like earthquakes and tornadoes, like they don't last too long. They're very destructive, but the destruction isn't just sitting there pounding you and destroying you, like a severe like winter storm. But yeah, you just gotta get shelter it immediately. And don't, try not to be a storm chaser. Also, did you know they're making a sequel to Twister? Aptly named Twisters.
Yes, unfortunately, I saw the trailers for it. In the whole land of Hollywood, no original ideas to date. So, yes, I'm not going to even touch that, folks. Here's a question for you, since you've had experience with tornadoes, and I could be off base asking, but living in a particular town or something of the sort. Does each house have like a shelter, or is it just like just the luck of the draw that Farmer Joe has, like a basement that you can hide into?
I would imagine majority of like homes have shelter, basements to go to. I mean, if you live in Tornado Alley in a trailer, well, you better be fucking ready to run away. But yeah, in most states that they occur and you have a home, yeah, this should be a place to run and hide.
Okay. Yeah, because it makes me think about, that movie Twister. Everybody had homes, but then you have apartments and buildings. So where would you be able to run? Or you just kind of hunker down and just wait it out, just like a hurricane?
You might have to evacuate. You might have to find a shelter, and because if your building is not up to code, well, you don't want to be a part of that.
Now, on my end, hurricanes here in Florida, every Floridian knows they've been through it, they've seen it. I went through three back to back to back. I've talked about this before, where the first hurricane hit, I lost power. And then I was without power for 3 weeks. And luckily, I stayed with a good friend who had generators and stuff like that, which made the whole experience so much more comfortable. So I didn't have to go through what most people did, losing power, bad food, stuff like that. So, and just going through some over the years, evacuating, coming back home, I'm like, okay, just bring the rain and wind. I can deal with it. I don't have a generator, and people will yell at me for this one. I don't know how they work, because I heard you don't want to have a generator inside or you will die because of the carbon monoxide poisoning. So I'll just take my chances. I think I can handle that more than anything. If I had my choice, I would try a snowstorm.
Oh, I don't like those. Those suck. Because like you just a blanket of snow falls on you and like sometimes you literally get snowed in. You can't even open your door. And you better be ready. You better be stocked up and it could take a while. If it cuts out your power, it sucks even worse. Snowstorms are no joke and the ice that can form, so even if you can drive, you have to be very careful. It is incredibly inconvenient. I hate snowstorms.
So here's a question for you to put a capper on this one. And I've asked this question before. Would you rather freeze or sweat to death?
Freeze or sweat to death? What a choice. I know I can't choose like, pass away peacefully, but freeze or sweat to death? I don't know. Maybe freeze, because maybe at a certain point you stop feeling things and you just die. Whereas sweating that I think you'd suffer to the very last second. Maybe. I have no idea.
Well, me, I'd rather freeze to death. Just because, yes, you can put on layer upon layer upon layer till you really can't bundle yourself up anymore, but at least you'll have some sort of protection before you pass out and turn into an icicle. Versus sweating to death, there's only so many layers you can take off. And dehydration and, you know, your body turning multiple colors because basically you're being set on fire. And of course, living in Florida, dealing with record temperature, the heat index out there is just insane. And yes, you can go outside, walk to your mailbox and break out into a hardcore sweat, and you still have on a pair of shorts and no shirt. Versus the wintertime, yeah, like I said, bundle up a little bit, kind of cushion the blow a little bit, but I think I'd rather freeze. You know, that's just me.
Both are very, very unpleasant, and I think it's a no-win situation.
Well, yeah, well, of course. I mean, if you had a choice between knife or gun, it's still going to hurt either way. So, yes. Well, and my final question for you before we close up shop here once again on a very fast hour of this show. Let me rephrase this. Now that you're 44, now that another year has passed, what does this age of a Kevin hold for you? What are your goals for the age of 44 going into 45?
Well, continue to take care of myself for the future. Really taking on the mindset of, like, basically creating a good relationship with my future self, which means taking care of my physical and mental health, continually investing into myself in a myriad of ways, whether it be financial or intellectually doing it, or just even trying new things and creating new relationships. So to keep on looking for opportunities and treating myself right, and, you know, being open to developing in and unexpected ways.
Okay. And me at age 48, I'm continuing to treat myself right, continue to take care of myself, continue to explore new ways of doing things in life, having these new experiences, trying not to be that fuddy-duddy that does not want to get off of his couch and want to remain in his castle forever and a day. I think I have a couple more years before I can do that. So I think it's time to latch up and get my passport up where it needs to be, do some traveling, because I think and my continued second life has been nothing but fun, nothing but pleasurable, and zero stress. So I think it's time, Kevin, I think it's time to do something drastic. I think at age 48, I need to do something drastic, something that will shock the world, or my castle. And yeah, I think stay tuned, folks. I think Walker Gracie is going to do something extravagant, drastic, borderline stupid, but life-changing. And no, that's not wrestling. No, I think I've done that already. I'm too old for that. So,
if Terry Funk can do it, you can too.
Yeah, Terry Funk has bad knees and he's dead already, so I think I have one leg up on him already. Peace to Terry
take
Funk.
Take that.
Yeah, take that, damn you. So, want to go into rants? Do you have any rants? Do you have any shout-outs for us as we're closing up shop here?
Rants. Okay. Rants. Well, my rant is for people who just they don't vote just because they say, oh, well, you know, everybody's corrupt and, you know, it doesn't matter. It does matter. Look at your local politics, you know, ordinances, where your tax money is going, who's in the school board, who's going to be your mayor. It matters. People who say that, I feel like they don't want to educate themselves about what's going on in the world around them. So it's easier to kind of dismiss everybody and think, oh, everything sucks and I don't know why. I don't even know the three branches of government, but it just sucks. And if you really do look at some things, you will find that there are things that will matter to you in big ways and small. So, you know, take an interest in your community. I used to be, you know, in my younger years, not understanding of, you know, I have a say in my world. And if I don't have any say, I don't have a right to complain. At least I try to do something. I mean, go register to vote. go find out when your elections are. You know, go see what's going on in your community. I mean, people just, you know, needlessly complain without doing anything about it. At least try something. At least be aware. That's the bare minimum you could do. There you go.
It's like, that's my rant. End scene. For me, an oldie but goodie. Unplug. What I mean by that, put your phone down, close your laptop, turn off your TV, and go outside and touch grass. Go to the beach. Go to the park. Go for a walk around the block. Now, I know some of you guys are go to the gym, you exercise, you keep yourself in shape. Obviously not talking about you guys, or maybe I am. Stop, get off the grind for a bit, and go enjoy what you take for granted. Go enjoy laying in the grass. Go enjoy laying on the beach. So, you know, sit on the park bench and just stare. Now, not the creepy stare, just sit down and stare. And just admire the sky, admire the clouds. Pick out what a cirrus cloud is, if you people remember what a cirrus cloud is. And just do the simple things. Because once again, we get caught up with everything around us, keeping up with the Joneses, staying with all the trends, getting in people's business. Hey, I'm hypocritical too, folks. And just get out there and just turn off everything. Just maybe an hour a day, even a half hour. You know, just plant your feet solid on the ground for just a few minutes. It won't hurt anything. You know, it won't hurt anything. It won't mess up your schedule. But it'll get you back to the earth a little bit. Like not to sound kind of groovy or hippie or anything, but just don't forget why you're here. We easily get lost. The path to happiness is never in a straight line. You will get lost in the woods occasionally, but if you remember where you're supposed to be, what your goals are, you'll get out alive. At least until you join our cult. So, and finally, Kevin, any shout-outs for the people out there?
Yes. I enjoy good writing. I recently just read an article about a Netflix series that I thought was a really interesting series. It was called Baby Reindeer. I mentioned it on the Serial and Beer podcast. And I commented on it before I watched the whole thing, and then I completed it, and I thought that was really fascinating. It was a really good a big dark comedy psychodrama. And I read an article in NPR that took an interesting perspective on it that I didn't realize, and I'm glad I read it. I'm like, oh, that is a really good point, and it's well articulated. And so to be able to truly write well and to illustrate your point in a very engaging way is a skill. It truly is. It's a craft. And when I read good writing, it's really fulfilling. So yeah, for people that have that craft or have the interest, it does bring a lot to I guess the collective consciousness of people.
I like that. I really do. My shout out, I'm trying to think, do I have a shout out mainly? My shout out is for us, Kevin. For you and I. For surviving another year of this insanity, that we go through every single day. The conversations that we have off air and the unnecessary drama that gets thrown at us and how we handle it with a smile. How about we can vent to each other about everything and then hit record and then we forget about everything and then have a good hour before we go back to our normal lives. Not to say that our lives are bad, but just to say that we avoid and push away the drama for an hour. Because once again, I think we all need that. I think we all need to take a breath because sometimes we forget. So shout out to us. Damn, that sounds egotistical, doesn't it? Ooh, got to work on that.
And also, style and profiling.
And also a special shout out to the upcoming Serial and Beer podcast for the month of April. I'm waiting for that with bated breath. I know that's in the works. I know it's almost done. Can you give us anything, Kevin, on that?
Yeah, we record on Monday.
Wait a second. I thought you and Jeff recorded already, and he was going to edit it and release it.
Well, yeah, we recorded it, so I don't know if we posted it yet. So it's going to be right there, baking in the oven.
Yeah, so keep an eye out for the new Cereal and Beer coming out, and also look back at the past episodes of Cereal and Beer, starring Jeff, starring Kevin, and I don't want to butcher it, because it's Kevin Yu and Jeff Asai, is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
Sweet, got it right on the first try. America. So yes, keep a lookout for that, folks. And also, be sure you log on to walkeracexperience.com/mobile. That's our brand new website, so you can find the updated shows and podcasts that we do, news, everything upcoming. We do have a couple of changes coming to the website, so bookmark that. And also, be sure to like, subscribe, and share to walkerac76.podbean.com. That's walkerac76.podbean.com. And of course, find us on all the spots that you listen to your favorite podcast, whether it be Spotify, whether it be Pandora, whether it be even TikTok. Yes, folks, I'm on TikTok. You heard me talk about it earlier. I'm an evil man. Come find me on TikTok. WalkerAC76. I think that's what it is. But in closing, any final words for our listeners, dear Kevin?
Stay cool out there, man. Especially all of you guys down here in Florida. It is getting hot real quick. Look out for yourselves. Our insane government has decided to not give water breaks and rest breaks to workers that have to work outside as a law. It's insane. So please take care of yourselves.
Yes, very soon as summer is right around the corner, and you know how insanely hot that's going to get. And before we go, Kevin, I want to play something for you because I think it's apropos to the cult of Kevin. So if you would just indulge me, just give me a few seconds here, okay?
Boy, let's see if I get Rickrolled.
Look it up, millennials, look it up. So when you walk in to the cult of Kevin, now it's going to be a stadium because we're going to have a whole lot of people there. So on the loud PA, you're going to hear this. Remix. Panda Express Remix. Panda Express. Panda Express. Lies very funny, man. It's all full of mess. Panda Express. Panda Express. I got deep feelings inside that I can't express. I don't want to tell you what. See, we have the Panda Express song playing in the background. That'll make everyone feel more comfortable joining the cult.
Yikes. Did that company get to you? This is what it's all about.
Don't know what you're talking about. Jeff, that was for you out there, Jeff. That was for you. So once
again, you guys.
Once again, everyone, join the cult of Kevin. You won't regret it. You won't remember much. You'll be going to a better place in the end. But for the Walker AC Experience, I am Walker AC. He has been Kevin Yu. You've been our friends, our family, our loved ones, people who love us, people who hate us, people who will drink the grape drink. You'll still listen to us. Until next time, folks, take care.